Home Study Lesson, Ephesians chapter 2 through Philippians 4, or Unit 25. Preparation material for the home study teacher. Summary of daily home study lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles your students learned as they studied Ephesians 2 through Philippians 4, or Unit 25, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Ephesians 2-3. The Apostle Paul continued his address to the church members in Ephesus by teaching them that because of the grace of Jesus Christ, all mankind can be saved through faith in Him, and that as we come unto Jesus Christ and partake of His grace, we become unified with the saints of God. Paul also taught that the Lord's church is founded on apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone, and that apostles and prophets seek to help God's children know and feel the love of Jesus Christ. Day 2, Ephesians 4-6. Through Paul's continued teachings concerning the organization of the church, students learned that the Lord has called apostles, prophets, and other church leaders to help perfect the saints and protect them from false doctrine. Paul also taught the saints that disciples of Jesus Christ put off their old sinful ways and put on new righteous ways. Day 3, Philippians 1-3. From Paul's letter to the saints in Philippi, students learned that opposition we experience in following Jesus Christ can help further His work, and that if we follow Jesus Christ's example of humility and selfless concern for others, then we can become more unified. Paul also taught that God helps us desire to do what is required of us for salvation, which is made possible through the atonement of Jesus Christ. And if we give up all that is necessary to follow Jesus Christ and press forward in faith, we can come to know Him and obtain eternal life. Day 4, Philippians chapter 4. As they continued their study of Paul's epistle to the saints in Philippi, students discovered that as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, if we pray with supplication and thanksgiving, then God will bless us with His peace. And if faithful saints focus their thoughts on whatsoever is righteous, and if they follow the apostles and prophets, then the God of peace will be with them. Paul concluded his epistle by teaching that we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who gives us strength. Introduction. After teaching the saints in Ephesus that they should put off their old selves and put on the new person as a follower of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul taught them that they should also put on the whole armor of God. Suggestions for teaching. Ephesians 6:10-14. Paul counsels the saints to put on the whole armor of God. Write on the board the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. This statement is found in The Power of the Word, Ensign, May 1986. Invite a student to read this statement aloud. Quote, Satan is waging a war against the members of the church who have testimonies and are trying to keep the commandments. End quote. In what ways does Satan wage war against the youth of the church? Invite a student to read Ephesians 6:10-13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul said the saints in his day were fighting against. Explain that wiles refer to tricks or stratagems that are used to deceive or ensnare. What did Paul say the saints in his day were fighting against? How is what Paul listed in verse 12 the same as what we are fighting against in our day? What did Paul tell the saints in his day to put on so that they could withstand these evils? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we put on the whole armor of God, we will be able to withstand evil. Provide students with the accompanying handout. Divide the class into 5 groups and assign each group one of the pieces of armor mentioned in Ephesians 6:14-17. please refer to the chart on page 437 of Homesteady Lesson Unit 25. Do not assign the loins girt about with truth in verse 14. If your class is small, you may need to assign some groups more than one piece of armor. Write the following questions on the board. Number 1. What is the piece of armor used for? Number 2. What did Paul call the piece of armor? Number 3. What could the body part, being protected by the armor, represent spiritually? Number 4. How can wearing this piece of spiritual armor help you withstand evil? To show students how to complete the handout, invite a student to read Ephesians 6:14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the answers to the questions on the board as they apply to, quote, loins girt about with truth, end quote, and then writing the answers on their handouts. Explain that armor girt about the loins is a belt that is tied around the midsection of the body. Then invite several students to report their answers to the class. Students may suggest answers similar to the following. Number 1. It is used to cover the loins or the vital organs dealing with reproduction. Number 2. Paul called it truth. Number 3. It represents our chastity or moral purity. Number 4. Knowing the truthfulness of the plan of salvation can protect us from being deceived and help us to remain morally pure. Invite students to follow this pattern as they read Ephesians 6:14 through 18 with their groups and complete the part of the handout that corresponds with their assigned pieces of armor. Explain that having your feet shod in verse 15 means wearing shoes or other foot protection. After sufficient time, invite a representative from each group to report what they have learned to the class. As each group reports, invite students to record the group's findings on their handouts. Why is it important to protect ourselves with the whole armor of God? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for how we put on and strengthen the armor of God. Quote, how do we put on the whole armor of God so that we may say, as Paul promises, be able to withstand in the evil day? I like to think of this spiritual armor not as a solid piece of metal molded to fit the body, but more like chainmail. Chainmail consists of dozens of tiny pieces of steel fastened together to allow the user greater flexibility without losing protection. I say that because it has been my experience that there is not one great and grand thing we can do to arm ourselves spiritually. True spiritual power lies in numerous smaller acts woven together in a fabric of spiritual fortification that protects and shields from all evil. End quote. From Be Strong in the Lord, Ensign 2004. What do you do to put on and strengthen the armor of God each day? How has this helped you withstand evil, temptation, or deception? Write the following questions on the board. Invite students to answer these questions in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Number 1. Which pieces of your spiritual armor do you consider to be strong? Number 2. Which is your weakest piece of armor? Number 3. What could you do to strengthen each of these pieces of spiritual armor in your life? Summarize Ephesians 6:19 through 24 by explaining that Paul concluded his letter by asking the saints to pray that he would be given utterance and would be able to preach the gospel with boldness while in prison. Share your testimony of the truths identified in today's lesson and encourage students to act on any promptings they may have received. Next unit, Colossians through 1 Timothy. Invite students to look for answers to the following questions as they continue to study Paul's writings during the coming week. What did Paul say about the love of money? How can we avoid being deceived by false traditions? According to Paul, what must take place before the second coming? How will we know it has occurred?